you guys, what you guys are doing on your with your work is so in line with what we're all about. So it's really great to talk about art and joy and kind of what we're bringing to people when you're playing your music and doing all your art. But do you guys want to introduce yourself before I really sort of pick on you on what you're up to? Richard, do you want to go first?
Sure. My name is Richard Wilmore. I'm the director of storytelling for Hearts Need Art, which is we provide creative support for patients and caregivers.
And Marisa?
Thank you so much for having us. My name is Marisa Lisa Castro, and I'm a musician with Hearts Need Art, and I help provide some of the bedside music and lessons. So.
That's so lovely. I was looking at your website and I just thought what you guys are doing is just so brilliant. And the pictures that you've got of people playing in the hospitals and you're setting up like gratitude letters for staff. Yeah. It's a really sweet idea, and I'm sure a lot of people have really, really appreciated what you're doing.
Yeah, we're busy. the pandemic did not slow us down. It made us a lot busier, actually, because we were doing everything in person in hospitals with all the patients. And then all of a sudden we had no access to them. So that's where all of our virtual programming it's all free virtual programming. So you can go on our website, you can sign up, and Marisa will teach you how to play the ukulele on Zoom, or she'll play for you. We have artists, we have writers, and I'll let Marisa talk about the gratitude grams because she makes them for medical staff. And that's a great program we started 4 months ago, 5 months ago?
Actually, I think it was kind of more like 6 months ago.
Okay, probably a year and a half ago. And I have the time right now. It's like, I have no idea. I have no concept of time. So
that's so cool.
Some of our gratitude grams, I thought it was a really beautiful idea that you and Constanza had kind of come up with. And the name was just so fitting too, because with everything that has just been going on, all of the chaos that has been going on, we wanted to do just something to be able to support our frontline workers who have just been dedicating so much of their time, dedicating their life just to serve others. And a lot of our programming, it had always focused on patients experiencing those life-altering challenges. But this pandemic was a life-altering challenge for everybody. So we just wanted to do more. So it's really easy. So if you do know anybody who would be interested in it, you can always go to our website. And there's a little button that says gratitude grams. You click it. It will kind of just help walk you through the process of how to sign up. It'll just ask for the name of the healthcare worker provider, an email. So that way I know where to send the gratitude gram, and just a brief little questionnaire of what some of their musical preferences might be, if they're interested in art. So that way it's more engaging for them, even if it's 5 minutes of me saying thank you and singing a little song for them. It just pops up in their inbox once a week.
That's so great. I love that. That's really lovely. And so you're actually singing. When is it a recording that you send? How does that happen? Tell me more. What actually is happening?
I'm home and I don't have a microphone. I honestly should. I've been with Hearts Need Art for 3 years and Richard.
You don't have a microphone?
Richard finally helped me.
He's you like, talk. Okay, I'll be on Amazon ordering you a microphone.
I was like, well, we're going to be doing virtual for a little bit. Don't you think you might want to get a ring light? I'm like, oh, how do I get one of those? And he's like, Marisa, your Amazon link. He's like, actually, never mind. It's on the way. I was like, I already took care of it. It's on the way. So I never, I guess, really thought about recording videos before. So that's been a learning experience for me and a few of the other musicians. We were always so used to just knocking on a patient's door, just saying, hey, My name is Marisa. I'm a musician with High Speed Art. Would you like to listen to any music today? And then it turned into, oh, okay, I need to place this camera right here. And I let me, oh, I mispronounced my name again. Let me, that's okay. Like, we'll just try it again. And it's pretty much an all-in-one take deal, just introducing myself and sharing a moment of gratitude. Sometimes it's a prayer. A lot of times it's also a letter that someone else had written. It's called Our Letter to a Health Worker. So that's another option of like engaging the community. Yes. So it's a way that they can actually hear some of those, you know, words of gratitude and just like positive affirmations, like for themselves and everything. And then I'm just there on my guitar or my ukulele or on the piano. And yep, little 5-minute video, but it takes more than 5 minutes to record it.
Yeah, I mean, you must be quite busy doing these things. Is there quite a demand?
I think it was a matter of being able to kind of find my rhythm, because we were navigating just, okay, how can we now make sure that we're accommodating all of the patients at the hospitals that we are, you know, affiliated with and working with, while also being able to meet the same needs of even patients who maybe went home, now that we made the arts just more accessible via Zoom and everything. So then trying to navigate everyone's kind of essentially office hours. So we all have office hours in addition to our hospital hours. And then that, of course, it looks a little bit different for everybody else, but we try and just spread everyone out. And we're very grateful for Kat and Richard, who had just been helpful, tremendously helpful at trying to coordinate everybody. But we're trying to reach the most people that we can. I believe it's definitely been a learning experience.
I believe we've sent over 5,000 gratitude grams since it was started.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So Richard has been with Hearts Need Us like from a very long time. So Marisa, what is your story? What inspired you to join? And is there a moment where you quickly made up a song for a patient or some moment like that, you know, which is memorable?
Oh, of course. So it's actually really interesting how I got, I found out about Hearts Need Art. I was still attending university at the time. And they had a project for one of our classes that was like a local artist that inspires you. And a friend of mine actually had already met and knew about Constanza. So she did her whole project with Constanza. She went to go visit her and visit Richard and Caitlin. I think she was there at that time too. And she went to go just share a little bit of what Hearts Need Art does. And I watched her presentation. I'm like, what? I was like, I had no idea. Like, that's here in San Antonio. I had no idea. And then I went to go up to my friend to just tell her how much I enjoyed her presentation. And then she told me, she's like, I have been meaning to talk to you because after I went, I just know that a lot of the same just passions that I have and like just really align with the values that Hearts Need Art has. And she had wanted to introduce me to Constanza because she thought that it might be a great fit since they were looking for more musicians. So I had been able to reach out, and on the first day, I was really nervous. I didn't know quite what to expect, but I played ukulele for 5 minutes and then someone had called in. So Constanza said, well, I say we just give it a go today. And she's like, why don't you come along with me? And then like, I can show you just, you know, what a normal day looks like. And then I just wholly went with the flow And then at the end of it, she said, "You're hired."
Well, so she threw you right in the deep end, and then, but you must have done okay.
It was just a really big surprise to me. I had just wanted to be a part of it any way I could, even just volunteering. And then Richard was walking me down to go get my badge. I'm like, "Oh, I'm getting a badge." He's like, "Yeah, you're going to work for us." And I was like, "Yes, I'll be here volunteering on Wednesdays." And he said, "No, like, we're going to hire you." He's like, "We want you to work with us.
We'll exchange on a money consistent for you, basis." Yes.
And I got so excited because I didn't know that I could. So, and 3 years later, I'm still here. So,
wow,
that's really cool. And Richard, I wanted to ask you about. I had a brief look at your website, and on the front page, you've got a lot of stuff about podcasts and loads of different kind of things that you're doing to get the word out. And I really loved what it said, that very top paragraph where it talked about how art and music brings joy and connection and, mm-hmm. you know, and friendships. And I really resonated with that. I think that's, for me, the biggest part of being creative is about expression and joy and connecting with people.
Yeah, I think everybody does it, but not everybody knows why they're doing it. And, you know, you wake up in the morning and you put on your favorite song. Well, you don't think of why you're doing that. Or if you're in a whatever mood you're in, a good mood, bad mood, there's a song you go to, or you're writing it down, or, you know, you never really, I didn't, at least until I started working for Hearts Need Art, like, knew why I was doing all of these things. And then you realize, like, oh, there are actually health benefits to you don't even have to play music or paint, like, just watching Marisa play or going to an art gallery or to a theater, like, those have health benefits alone. You don't have to actually do the art, you can just ingest the art, and there's still benefits to that.
Definitely.
So it's you know, and it's an easy, everybody does it, everybody listens to music, everybody watches movies, and it's the easiest way to connect to other people. Mm-hmm. You know,
I did once meet one person in my whole life that said that he didn't like music, and it was just like a really blanket, "I don't like music," like any kind of music. But I think he is a rare type.
We had someone on our podcast who was a musician, I believe, and her dad didn't like music. He called it noise. He didn't like music either, but he loved the sound of nature and birds, and so that was his music. Yeah. But he didn't like music. She would be in the attic practicing, and he hated it. He called it noise. Stop with all that noise.
Yeah. So
look at Marisa's like, "Oh my gosh."
Is this possible? That episode
yet? Yeah. I'm like, "Oh no."
Yeah, but interesting that the song of the birds, you know, the natural sounds, that mm-hmm. that was soothing to him.
Yeah.
So maybe that's more about perception rather than the sound that we hear, perhaps.
Right, because it's not. Yeah, and it's not everybody loves every type of music, and there are a lot of studies about using music during surgeries or, you know, end of life, and some things can actually make it worse if they're familiar songs. Marisa's a music therapist, so she probably can articulate it better than I can, but
that's really interesting.
You know, there's all kinds of research around that, so it's not just like, oh, any music's great, but, you know, you pick what you love, and sometimes it's birds and not actual music.
Yeah. So when you guys go and do your either the music gram, what is it you call it? The
gratitude gram.
That's it, gratitude gram. When you do that, or when you go out and see somebody, do you know what kind of music they're going to enjoy? Do you already have that insight to that person?
Nope. I think everybody does too. We all will have some people that are kind of our regulars, if we know, and then we meet them and we know, okay, they're going to be here for 5 weeks, then they're going to be gone for 10 days, then they're going to come back for another 5 weeks, then try to be more mindful so that we are able to go visit them again on a consistent basis, since we know that it's something that they do enjoy. But most of the time, I'm just knocking on doors, and then that's the first time that they've most likely heard of Hearts Need Art, first time meeting me. And I do start off as a stranger and asking if they would like to listen to any music, just for that receptive listening experience. And it is more engaging when I am able to utilize their musical preferences. So a lot of times people will say, I'm like, oh, just, you know, anything. But that's, it's not true. That's not true. And I was like, oh, anything. Oh, so you like a lot of music. Tell me your favorite artist. And then try and just a little bit more, give me a little bit more. And then whether it's country or like spirituals, like Spanish boleros, if it's a little bit of jazz, sometimes if it is, they prefer instrumentals, classics, rock. They'll maybe specifically ask for like a love song, if maybe that's what they want that day. And then I try to just utilize all of those experiences while also asking if they have any music experience to try and gauge what song might be the best fit today. And also asking too, I'm like, so would you like something maybe upbeat, or would you like something a little bit more relaxing? Because that's a really good gauge too. I just always want to make sure I'm meeting everybody where they're at, so that way it's a more pleasant experience. And it's really nice as well being able to have the family be there sometimes, and they get engaged and they get excited, just because it's not something they thought would be accessible during their stay. And I am a practicing music therapist, board certified, MTVC, and I absolutely do love what I do. And in addition to that, I also love doing what I do with Hearts Need Art, because Hearts Need Art is about making the expressive arts more accessible. Even if it's just seeing somebody one time and seeing and being able to play one song for them, arts should be accessible, especially to those experiencing any life-altering challenges. So,
I love to hear the way you talk about that. To sort of that process of finding out what people want to listen to today. You know, what's their what's the music of their heart? You know, you're really kind of picking up on that, and in a really intuitive way.
Yeah, it's so important. You can't barge into someone's room and expect them to want the happiest song you know, when they might be, you know, a lot of them are fighting for their lives and they're not in the best moods. And that a song you think is a great, fun song might be the worst song to someone else. So it's really important, especially when you're doing music, to find out what they actually want and not what you think they need.
Yes. Exactly. That's what makes it so meaningful. Mm-hmm. And I really hear that. Oh, it's so great to have you guys on our broadcast, and I'm really looking forward to kind of being connected with you. I just love what you're doing, and it's so in line with what our mission is as well, about, you know, sharing creativity and tackling stigma of mental health by creative sharing. And so you know, just really kind of feeling your passion for what you're doing, where you're helping people when they're really at a time of their life at such challenge, and you're there to give them that little bit of joy and that little bit of care and serenity.
Yeah, it's a pretty good gig if you can get it. It's not bad. Yeah.
Thank you, Richard.
Now, Marissa, before we can go, can you play something for us too?
Yeah.
Oh, the audience.
Oh. Oh.
Are you able to?
I had asked me this question. And I would love to. I don't have a ukulele or guitar in sight. I am so sorry.
That's okay. No problem.
If you would still like me to sing, I can still sing.
Sure.
With that, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be okay. Great.
You don't want me to sing, so let her sing.
You two can join, Richard.
No, I'll mute myself and then maybe.
Okay, so hi, my name is Marisa Castro, and I'm a musician with Hearts Need Art. And do you have a favorite artist you would like to hear today?
My favorite artist.
Anything, yeah. Whatever you like.
Anything.
Yeah, anything.
Something soothing. Something soothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
A go-to has always been Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I was hoping you would say that. That's my favorite song.
He always tells me to sing this song.
So. Anytime I get to put in a request, that's the song I request.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful song.
And of course, I wish I had my ukulele, but just for today. To sing for you at 8 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
It was so lovely.
I'll have my ukulele next time.
Really blessed for that you did that for us. Thank you so much. It was so beautiful. And yeah, thank you both for being on the on our podcast today. I'm really, really grateful to have you and to connect with you. hopefully we will do something together again soon.
Yes, thank you for having us. Thank you for reaching
out. Thank you so, so, so much. What you do is so very important.